Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to everyday dilemmas. Like, what should you do if you've never been more desperate for a haircut? You and me both, brother. And what do you do if you know someone who invites themselves to things they're not invited to? William. And of course, what should you do... And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss? But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, William Hansen?
No, we're not, Jordan North. I'm more cashmere, you're more cash and carry.
Bloody love a good cash and carry. Not been to a cash and carry in donkey's years.
Is that like a wholesaler's?
Yeah, and you've got to have a special card for it. And my mate's dad used to have one. He used to lend it the whole street. And you'd go and get, like, 20 packs of chomps for £4. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Used to love...
Right.
We went... Well, when we had a big family barbecue, we went to cash and carry. My dad there... A big trolley and flip-flops. Love a good cash and carry.
Well, I've missed out.
Who are we toasting to today?
Well, I'd like to toast you, but obviously I'm back from the Middle East, and I had a great big wadge delivered to me a few days ago of lots of letters that people have written in, handwritten letters that I haven't seen for the last couple of months because I've been away. And some of them are absolutely lovely. I'm working my way through them, and I
have
quite...
Have you been away? You've not mentioned it.
Oh, shush. Have you been in the castle? And I would just like to toast everybody that has taken the time to write in, some on varying levels of stationery. Some are beautiful, some are beautiful cards. Others are clearly pieces of paper they found down the back of the sofa. But thank you for taking the time to write in. We'll get through some of the letters. We're going to read them out later on, some of them. So thank you to the letter writers. The letter writers.
To the letter writers.
Hmm. So thank you to them. If you want our help with anything, then you can tweet us. We're at sexedmyboss, or you can send your tales of trepidation by email to help@sexedmyboss.com.
Or you can write to William, who, like he said before, promises a handwritten reply on his own letter to paper. The address for that is on the website sexedmyboss.com. And like we say every week, if you're enjoying what we're doing, please do pop us a little review on iTunes or wherever you can leave them. Just a nice little review. Even if you're listening now and you want to send us a nice little tweet, something like that. So producer Ben can retweet them.
That's a lot of people ask if it's him actually on the socials. And yes, it is. If you interact with us in any way on social media... It's Ben. How's your week been, Jordan?
I've lost another wallet today.
Oh, for heaven's sake. I thought we were out of this, because you haven't mentioned this for at least a good year.
I am so pissed off at myself.
How did it happen?
I literally put it in my pocket, left my house, and halfway to Tesco, halfway down the street, I realised I'd lost it. So I'm up and down the street, literally left the house within 5 minutes, realised I've lost it, and I can't find it anywhere. Some chance I must have picked it up.
But, I just don't even get how it... Are you constantly putting your hands in and out of your pockets?
I think I went in to get my phone, and I had my headphones in, so it must have fallen out. I'm so pissed off. I am so annoyed.
Oh. Have you cancelled your cards?
I've blocked them temporarily, but... It's not that. It's the fact I'm going to have to cancel it. I'm going to have to reorder my driver's licence again, which is about £30, right? And it's the fact that once you cancel your card, then you've got to re-enter your details on Netflix, on all your accounts. So your iTunes, what's the other one? Amazon. I've got a, like, it's just a nightmare. everything. That's the worst thing, and I'm so annoyed.
Are you still looking for property?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was meant to go and look at a house today, but I lost my wallet, so I cancelled.
You don't have to pay to look at the houses, do you?
Well, I don't know, but I weren't that keen on it anyway, so it was just a good excuse.
Well, it was a sign. Maybe that's why God made you lose your wallet, because, you know, you didn't. It wasn't meant to be.
I was checking the inside of the bin and everything, because I thought, did I take it out of my house? Have I binned it? I don't know what I've done with it.
Was it actually a nice wallet? I mean, forget the things in the wallet. How about the wallet itself?
Yeah, it was quite a nice card holder. Yeah.
It's a card holder. Are you just a card holder sort of person, or are you a little purse for your coins?
No, I don't have a purse. You have a purse, don't you?
No, I don't have a purse. Do you have a money clip?
No, I don't. My dad has a money clip.
Does it? Oh, okay. No, I don't have a money clip, but I'm waiting to be given one. I want a solid silver one with my initials in.
Yeah, my dad's got one of them, which looks nice, but when you're my dad, it doesn't look that nice, but it's just a fiver wrapped around it.
Well, yes, you need the new £50 note with Alan Turing in it. That's what you need a few of.
My dad got it. I think my mum got it in for his birthday or something, and all she ever seen it is like a fiver.
Bless. Well, that's because he's obviously very generous.
Yeah.
Do you have brown or black wallets?
Black.
Oh, oh yeah, much smarter.
Are they? Do you not like?
I've always. Oh, Ben's pulling a face. Ben, do you have a brown wallet? Yeah. Well, not surprised.
I bet Ben's got a no fear one with the eyes. You know that you had in like year 10. Do you know the ones I mean?
No.
Ben's got like an airwalk.
No, I mean I had a black wallet. I had a black leather wallet.
Ben's got an airwalk one, no fear, or just a Velcro one with a big Nike tick on it. No, he's probably got an Alesse one now that's cost him about £50 on some retro website.
Bless him. Now, in the UK, for those that are not listening in the UK, our COVID restrictions have slightly eased over the last couple of days, and now you're allowed to meet in groups of six or two households outside for outdoor alfresco entertaining. Do you have any big plans, Jordan, for any alfresco entertaining? Any meetups in the park at day or night?
No, I'm meeting a friend on Monday, and then I'm meeting another friend at Easter weekend. But that's about it. I've not planned anything. Have you?
Well, I mean, I was trying to meet up with someone to go for a walk, but then they just don't respond to your texts. So it's quite hard, really.
We were meant to meet up on Wednesday, but then we had to record something on Wednesday.
Well, in the afternoon. I mean, the whole morning was free.
Yeah, and then you've got a place in the sun, so we've got to work around that. So it's like we meet before three. If we meet before three, I need to leave at two, so I've got a good hour to get back. Or we meet after three, which will be 4 o'clock, then it'll take me about an hour and a bit to get to you, so it'll be fine.
Can you not watch it on iPlayer?
No, it's not the same. It's not the same. I've got to watch it live. It's about watching it live with my little cracker bread and cup of tea. Yeah.
With a little crack of bread, did you say?
Cracker bread. You know what your mum has, because we're only 35
calories. Oh, I see. Cracker bread.
It's
What's
great.
Cracker bread?
Cracker bread. It's just called cracker bread, isn't it? It's great, because they're 35 calories. And what I do is I lash on loads of peanut butter, cheese and ham with sour cream, and it's only 35 calories, so you don't feel bad.
Oh, it doesn't sound like 35 calories.
And you're like, oh, two cracker breads full of peanut butter, 35 calories. Ooh. Yeah, cheese and ham on one.
I'm gonna. We have rice, belt, and sourdough.
Is it? No, it's just, you know, the little cracker bread. Revita, but I've got the Tesco versions. Do you know what I mean?
Rye Vita.
Yeah.
Cardboard.
What have I changed?
Honestly, you're eating Rye Vita. Oh my god, they'll biff off Holly Willoughby and they'll have you doing the Rye Vita adverts.
Do you know what, as well? I wish Ben would stop posting pictures of us, me especially, from 2 years ago, 3 years ago, before I moved to London. It's about 2 stone heavier. Didn't have cracker bread then.
No, well. Well, hopefully at some point, you and I and Mikey and co, we could all meet up. Ben, Kat.
And Diego. Are you not planning on meeting anybody?
Yeah, I've got my parents are coming. They're going to come and sit on the terrace at some point.
Bloody
hell. Here we go. Stand by, everyone. Here come the impressions.
Get a harness for Sarah. Father, where's mum?
A harness?
She's fallen off the fucking terrace, pissed. Darling, I'm down here. Please help, mummy. I think I've sprained my ankle, darling. Oh, is that the champagne? Pass that down first. Be careful if your mum's sitting on the terrace. I've got it in my head that she was sat on a wall.
Well, you've been to my flat. It's the lower ground floor. I don't know how she's going to fall off the terrace from the lower ground.
Oh, I've just got it that she's going to be sitting on your wall, pissed.
Yeah. I don't have a wall to sit on.
All right, well, let's just go with it for comedic effect, please.
Sorry. I'm obviously in a very literal mood. But no, it'll be nice to see everyone. I thought about the other day, going back to your school life, because as we know, our schooling was somewhat different, a little bit of overlap from time to time. Did you ever win? Were you ever a prize winner?
I had good attendance, because that was
a prize thing at your school, was it?
Yeah, honestly, and it's every year. I think I talked about this before. There's always someone that got 100% attendance, then when they were giving the certificates out, they were off. used to always crack me up. Like, at the end of the year, they'd be like, and William Hansen, and then everyone would be looking for him, and the form tutor would be like, oh, he's actually off today. It's like, well, he can't have 100% attendance then, can he? But no, I never won. My mum and dad were, like, pretty strict. Like, my attendance was really good. As my mum used to say, I'm not having bloody letters sent through here. You can get to school. So, did you ever win anything?
Did I ever win anything? Yes. So I got the Good Egg Cup in the prep school.
What?
The Good Egg Cup.
Oh, right. Okay. What was that? Tell me more about that.
Well, so if you're like a good egg, or you're obviously like a good person, so it doesn't mean that I produced a nice sort of, you know, poached egg or anything like that. It was, you were a good person. So it was just given to somebody who, they couldn't really think of anything else to give them, clearly, but you were a good person. So I got that in prep school in year six.
Oh, actually, I won some in year six as well. I shared it with someone. It was like pupil of the year or something. I shared it.
Pupil of the year?
Yeah, I did.
It's like employee of the month.
Yeah, I won some. It was something like attainment. What's attainment mean?
Like grades?
No, it weren't that. God. It was like... yeah, it was something like that. Yeah. Why are you asking me that anyway?
Well, I just wondered because I found a photograph. Someone I was at school with sent me a photograph of me collecting the most prestigious prize that I then won at school in my final year, which was called the Gordon Hazel Trophy for generosity, dedication, gentleness and loyalty.
Oh, God.
And which I would like to think that are four of my greatest attributes. And I look gorgeous. I mean, really, William, hello. I'll see if I can share the photo with Ben.
What was that award?
The Gordon Hazel Trophy, who was an old Cliftonian, someone that was at school way back when.
Do you think that you got that because of all the hand jobs you gave everybody in the rugby team? Or... Not denying it. Do you think that went towards it? Oh, William's a good egg. Yeah, he tossed me off a couple of Fridays ago. Oh, me too. I closed my eyes and pretended it was Pamela Anderson. Do you think that was...
I don't think that had anything to do with it, Jordan. Thank you very much.
Don't tell me stuff when you're drunk. Shall we move on? William's a bit speechless here.
I can only think of things to say that will embarrass you further.
You talk about school, this got me thinking, right? Was there any, because I went to a lot of schools, and there was always rumours, right? And I remember hearing, you know, like you always heard rumours about someone whose arm got cut off, or there's always two teachers that were at it, okay?
Sorry, you heard rumours about someone whose arm got cut off?
Yeah, that kind of thing, like really elaborate stories when you were younger, like... So-and-so was a pupil in year 10 who stabbed his parents and that kind of thing in the neck.
You and I did go to had very different experiences of the British educational system.
I'm going to break this to you, right, Gene Devers. I heard quite a few of them going in the same schools up and down the country, and a lot of them were just bull. One, for example, is... Did you ever hear about the test tube?
Probably not.
right, there's this girl in sixth form. I got told this in year eight, right, at one school. A girl in sixth form nicked some test tubes from science, and she decided to masturbate with a test tube. And her mum came in, she shut her legs quickly, and the test tube smashed inside her fanny.
Oh!
And I remember hearing that in year eight, and being like, oh my God, that's awful, right? 2 years later, went to another school in Preston. Someone told me that in year 10. In science, they went, did you hear about that girl from sixth form? It's like, what? Oh, she went to this school a few years ago. She's, you know, with a test tube. And her mum come in and she shut her legs and it smashed inside her fanny. I was like, that's not true. I heard it in my other school. Did you ever hear stuff like that?
I mean, no, I didn't ever hear anything like that.
No.
Ben saying that apparently that story happened at his, but instead of the test tube, it was an egg.
So I can just say that is probably not true. There was loads of stuff as well. There was always a kid whose brother burnt the school down.
I mean, I'm sure it happened once to somebody at some point.
Yeah, like some school far, far away, and it's just, yeah. No school rumours about your... Come on, there must have been.
Oh, well, John Cleese went to my school, Basil Fawlty, for those that watch Fawlty Towers. And there are two rumours about him, which we don't know whether they were true or not. Obviously, he was not there when I was there.
For legal reasons, are we allowed to...
I won't do the second one, because I've just realised it's probably really not appropriate these days. But the first one was... And he supposedly was expelled, or suspended, or rusticated, or anything like that. But in the quad, the big square at school, there is a statue of St George, obviously, which school doesn't have one. And at night, John Cleese supposedly took a bucket of paint and stood in the bucket of paint at the bottom of the statue and then walked through the quad to the gents' loos, into a cubicle, and then back to the statue. So in the morning, it looked like St George had got off the plinth and gone to the loo and come back.
Very good. That's true. What was your school called again?
St Trinian's.
I heard there was a guy...
Oh, here we go. I just know where you're going with this.
Posh, and used to offer free hand jobs to the rugby team to get votes for the Good Egg Award. That's what I heard.
It's more than hand jobs.
It all goes on. Did you used to stay over? You didn't, did you?
Yes, no, I did. Stay over. It's called boarding.
Oh.
Stay over.
You boarded. Your house is literally 20 minutes away from the school, if
25.
That.
No, for the last 3 years, I decided to board. For various reasons, actually. Half of me because I wanted to, because actually... I thought the people in my boarding house that I then joined were a lot more fun than the people in my day house, although I'm actually quite close to a couple of them now. Well, actually, to be perfectly honest, and sorry, this is going to take a turn now, but the thing that pushed me over the edge, I was sort of thinking about it, and how old was I? 14, 15? And I had been doing sports or something, and thus we had all changed in the changing rooms and everyone's kit was hanging up, and I went back to the... changing rooms to change into my school uniform, and someone had put shower gel in both of my shoes.
Oh.
Because people didn't really like me back then, and I thought, right, well, that's it, I'm off. So the next term I changed house.
Oh.
I was much happier after that.
So hold that thought, I need a wee. Sorry.
One of my most painful childhood memories. But we're going for a wee. Oh, and he's left the sound on. Oh, that's so awful. You all right, Ben? Did you get bullied at school? Yeah.
Oh, did you, Ben?
Thank God you're in a job now where you don't get bullied or teased.
Okay, right, I'm back.
Did you ever get bullied at school, Jordan?
Yeah, a bit. Well, my brother was always a bit... I always had a brother who was hard, so... So, I like... Ryan, my older brother, was known for being hard, and then... Dominic, my little brother.
So. He wasn't in a rugby team by any chance, was he?
Hard as in, could handle himself. Where are we going?
Nice to have a hobby.
Where are we going with this? You know what I mean? Like, he was... Yeah.
Tough. Mm. Well, I was the elder brother. So, you know, if I was getting bullied, my brother stood no chance.
You've got news for us. You've got special live.
Yes, well, as we mentioned last week, coming up in a few weeks' time, it's our 100th main episode, which is pretty incredible. We are 100.
Yeah, we're nearly as old as Prince Philip.
And that's the Duke of Edinburgh to you.
Oh, so we're nearly as old as the Duke of Edinburgh.
Indeed. Well, in fact, we're going to be older than the Duke of Edinburgh in a couple of weeks. And on Sunday, the 25th of April, at 7 o'clock, we will be streaming our 100th episode live on YouTube. For free. You don't need to pay. Anyone that wants to watch from wherever you are in the world, 7 o'clock British time on Sunday, the 25th of April, British summer time, we will be live on YouTube, and then the bits that don't get cut will then be the episode, the 100th episode, the following Tuesday.
Right. And is it going to be like a normal episode but live?
Yeah, that's the idea. I mean, we might do a few special things. There might be a few special appearances. You never know. I don't know. To be honest, we haven't planned it.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, I'll get that in my diary. So we're going to be doing... I'm really looking forward to that. A special live stream.
Yes, it's going to be marvellous, isn't it? I mean, it's lots of people. We'll talk for the bonus this week. I've got some of the results from the census that we did, the G&Diva census that we did on socials. But lots of people in that were saying that they wanted a live, or they wanted to see the show, or to see the video recording. Well, this is your chance. We've listened... This is now your chance.
This is your moment.
You like that Marty McCutcheon song, don't you?
Mm, been singing it ever since last week. This is my
really?
Moment. Yeah. If that doesn't say you're 31 years old, I don't know what does. What was her daughter called in EastEnders? Don't tell me. Courtney! 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 She used to always shout, Courtney. She got run over by Frank Butcher, didn't she?
I don't know. I didn't really watch EastEnders.
Grant was chasing her down square, and then Frank Butcher knocked her out.
Did you prefer Coronation Street or EastEnders as a child?
Oh, I loved them all. I used to watch them all with my mum. 7 o'clock, Emmerdale. I was always a bit there. Corrie, EastEnders, watched them all. Hollyoaks.
If someone, let's be honest, probably in about 5 years, when you get asked to appear in one of these soaps as a three episode arc.
Oh, that'd be a career highlight.
Really?
Yeah, being on Corrie. Oh, come on. Even if it was just...
Is that the one that you would most like to do?
Yeah, it's iconic, isn't it, Corrie?
Yeah. What would your character do?
I don't know, just...
Would it be a character everyone likes, or would it be a character that sort of, I don't know, turns up with an ankle bracelet or something?
I don't know. If I had to... Because I cannot act. If I had to be in Corrie, I'd just have to be myself, I think.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Maybe you and I could move into a house at Coronation Street.
Oh, God, we'd be the proper odd couple.
Yes.
Wilfred and Justin.
Oh, yes, those can be our character names. Oh, my God, I'm now suddenly on board.
Maybe I should write another Wilfred and Justin Corrie script for the bonus.
Yeah, all right. Just make it better than your last one.
Leave it with me.
Moving next door to our neighbour, producer Bin.
Right, before we go on to the listeners' questions, William Hanson, can we have your wacky, you do it, word of the week?
This is my wacky word of the week. Jingle.
Come on, G&Divas, it's time to learn a new word with William and Jordan. It's William's wacky word of the week.
And the word this week is calyptions. Calyptions. And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Okay, Gene Divas, thanks for sticking with us. It's the second part of the podcast now. Before we get on to the listeners' problems, dilemmas and questions, William Hansen's going to tell us the meaning of his wacky word of the week, which is calyptians. All right, let me guess. Is it a Aldi knockoff Calypso?
No, it's not.
You know, like in Aldi, Ben and Jerry's is Bob and Gary's. Is it like that?
They do Bob and Gary's?
Bob and Gary's ice cream.
Could they not do Wilfred and Justin's?
No, they don't actually do Bob and Gary's, but it's somewhat similar. It's 2 quid cheaper. Go on, what does calyptians mean?
It means some sort of rage-induced fit.
Calyptians?
Calyptians. He was having calyptians.
He was raging?
Yes.
And ranting and raving?
Yes, he's worry, panic, anxious seizure.
Okay, sleep tonight now. Can we have the first listener's question, please?
You're such a bitch. I don't know if I want to see you in a park. Never thought I'd say that. Shall we go to the listeners' problems?
Yes, please.
Okay, we've got some handwritten letters, but I will do an emailed one first. This one is from Laura. It's come in to help at sexwithmyboss.com. Dear William, Jordan and producer Ben, some friends and I have optimistically booked a holiday for later this summer. Yes, I think that is optimistic. There will be 13 of us all together, and I'm good friends with all of them. However, the kicker is that the other 12 are all couples. Having been single for some time, I'm very used to being the only single one, and most of the time it doesn't bother me in the slightest, as I'm quite content. The issue I'm faced with is that I have never been on holiday with any of them. And we all know being around someone 24/7 is very different from just a few hours a week, especially when they're couples. I desperately want a holiday this year and hadn't given it a second thought until after we had booked, but I don't feel like I should miss out just because I'm single. I keep having visions of all the couples getting their dweeby romantic sunset pictures together while I stand there awkwardly with a pint in my hand trying to make friends with the bartender who hates me. To be completely honest, what I'm really hoping for is that I meet a Spanish heartthrob named Pedro, who I can bone a few times on my trip. Let's just say it's been a long dark winter down there. Thank you, Laura. Have I made a terrible mistake booking a holiday with 6 couples? And how can I make sure I'm not the 13th wheel for the entire week? Also, do you have any tips for attracting said Pedro? As no one has seen me naked since I was 27, and I'm fast approaching 30. Still carrying my lockdown weight. Help. Love, Laura. 3 kisses.
Oh, Laura, first of all, I remember when we went to Hattie's wedding. I was the singleton there.
Yes, you were, weren't you?
Yeah, and I got put in the shit room on the shit beds.
Well, yeah, and then you basically did.
What?
Well, you were very ill at night, weren't you? Because of the quote-unquote drink we'd all had, even though we'd had exactly the same same food.
It was that barbecue we had.
It was not the barbecue. We were all fine.
It was the bottle of whiskey I had.
On your own.
Oh, I was ill.
Plus the Debonair. plus the wine, plus the gin.
James had some of the whiskey.
Well, about a thimbleful.
No, James had needs. Some of the whiskey.
Then he's on the floor.
I got up in the morning, I was like, tell me I did not drink that much Jameson.
You woke Mikey and I up with your projectile vomiting in the lavatory.
Oh, and I've never heard the frigging end of it since. Christ, it was about 3 years ago. Jesus. So, yeah, honestly, don't worry about it. I've been to many a things as the single Pringle. Just do it, make the most of
the
it,
single
make
Pringle.
A joke out of it. Second thing, you sound like a hoot. You sound like a right good laugh, like someone who's not afraid to take the mick out themselves, who's quite self-deprecating. So just carry on being you, and I am sure, I am very confident you'll find that certain someone. And, right, if you go away and end up shagging a Spanish waiter or bartender, you won't be the first and you won't be the last girl to do it. Or boy, so crack on.
All I would say to Laura is that unless they're new couples, unless you've got six new couples...
Oh, just do it. You'll be right.
No, you'll be fine. New couples are the ones that are clinging on to each other and are doing all those romantic sunset things. But other than that, after the first 6 months a year, you're grateful for other company. So don't panic. It'll probably be fine. I don't think with 12 other people that you'll be left on your own that much.
Okay.
So don't worry about it. But equally, that said, Laura, I don't think your holiday's going to happen, so it's probably not going to be a problem.
Oh, William. Be horrible. Mike.
I read the news. That's all I can say. Have you ever met a Pedro on holiday, Jordan, or a Pedress?
Yeah, I've met many. Many.
Ben has.
Yeah, everyone has. Everyone has when you go away.
No, not everyone has.
Yeah, they have.
No, they haven't.
Trust me.
No. Do you want me to spell this out for you?
Most people have.
I think I would say 50% of people have.
I won't name names, but when we first went to Magaluf, one mate, I thought we were going to drop off. Seriously. I went to shower, he went, Jord. I went, what? He went, does that look red to you? I was like, not now. Please, not now. I was only 18.
Now we know what caused it.
They don't call it Shagaluf for no reason. Oh, no, I didn't make it red.
Should we go to our first handwritten letter?
Please.
This is on some quite good quality stationery. It's from Rebecca. Dear William, Jordan and PB, I'm a big fan of the podcast and have been binge listening to all episodes since Jordan emerged from the castle. Due to the regular presence of your dulcet tones in my eardrums, I seem to have subconsciously picked up on using the word gosh constantly, which I've realised is from all of William's sarcastic responses to Jordan over the previous episodes. Brackets, he says it a lot. Gosh. I've also noticed I do this with friends and colleagues and copy their sayings in all my conversations with them. Some recent examples being, that's a bit of me, and what a madness, and soz hun. They're definitely not from me. My question is it okay to copy people's sayings, and will people think I'm weird, and should I try to stop? Hope to see you on tour post-lockdown. Thank you for helping brightening my time. Yours sincerely, Rebecca.
Do you know what, Rebecca? I do this all the time. So, at the moment, I don't know where I've got it from, and every time I say it on air, loads of people texting going, you're not American. I keep saying, do the math. It's maths.
Oh, no.
I keep saying, do the math.
I'm with your listeners.
And another thing I keep saying that started off as a bit of a joke, but now I keep saying it, not okay, hun. Not okay, hun. That is not okay, hun.
Can you put that in context? No.
Yes, no. I'm trying to think of something funny. Not okay, hun.
As in, that's not appropriate.
Yeah, it's like, not okay. That is not good. That's not fat. That's not okay, hun.
Or indeed just bad, we would say, maybe.
So, I do this. I don't think it's...
And it's not okay, hun.
I think it's all right. I think it's all right.
I think it's fine. It's a form of flattery.
Yeah.
To be fair, I can't remember what it was the other day, and please, Jordan, don't twist my words when I say that and I share this story with you, okay? Don't make me regret this. But the other day, obviously, you and I spend a lot of... We talk to each other twice a week, twice a week professionally, and then however many times socially. And the other day, I couldn't stop getting out of my head. Something happened, and I just... And again, don't twist this. And I just heard a little voice, a little northern twang in the back of my head going... Oh, it's like throwing hot dog down Mersey Tunnel, yeah?
Oh, it weren't German. Oh.
No, it was not! I don't know what it was. I think I was gardening. And I thought, oh, stop it. Go away. Get out of my head.
You say that saying all the time, don't I?
Yes, all the time.
Just a wild joke, but it's like throwing an hot dog down Mersey Tunnel.
And I don't really understand what that means. That's the annoying thing. I don't get it. Yes, but... No. I get that bit. I don't get the what throwing a hot dog down the Mersey Tunnel would do.
Well, think how wide a Mersey Tunnel is and think how small a hot dog is compared to it. So if you're having...
Right. But why would you be throwing a sausage down the Mersey Tunnel?
Let's please not go into that. Please. Okay. Okay.
I'm very literal today. Should we go to the next letter?
Yes, please.
This one is from Claire. It says, Dear Jordan, yes, you're first.
Oh, thank you, Claire. What?
We don't need that.
Why have you ripped it up?
Well, that's what she gets. Shall I unwrap?
Yeah, what did it say? Oh, by the way, if you didn't hear the bonus episode from last week, the fan fiction's going down well. We read out some fan fiction on it. You've got to check it out if you've not heard it. So many people have messaged me.
Did you see what somebody on Twitter suggested we should call that episode?
What?
Help, my fan wrote a porno.
That was very good, yeah.
Oh, that was very good. Yeah. Okay, this is from Claire. Dear Jordan, yes, you're first, and William. I have a dilemma for you. My partner and I have recently discovered your podcast. I know we're a little late to the party, but we're making our way through them and catching up. However, is it okay for me to cheat on my partner and listen to the podcast while I'm in the car alone? I think it is, but he says no. Help, Claire.
Oh, this is a good one. No, you can't. If you agree to watch something with your partner or listen to something with your partner, you've got to stick with them, Claire, I'm afraid. Yeah, you've got to.
Or just listen to us twice. We won't mind.
Yeah, listen. That's a great shout. Listen to us twice.
Just make sure you laugh in the right places and louder and give a bigger laugh for me, obviously, as well. So make your partner think that I'm obviously the funnier of the two and it'll all be fine.
Okay.
Our final handwritten letter comes from Sarah. Dear William and Jordan... and producer Ben, in brackets. I hope you're
How are you,
well.
Darlings? I've decided to write a letter.
No, not... Oh, for God's sake.
I know all about your impressions, and I just wanted to let you know I'm disgusted. I will be sending a letter to my solicitor, and she will be in touch with you, Jordan, and you are not welcome in my house anymore, darling. Unless you bring champagne, then we can all drink.
Firstly, let me say how much I have enjoyed your podcast. I started listening while Jordan was in the castle, while William was selling it on Lorraine.
Nailed it.
Yes. Yeah. It's honestly been such a...
Can I just ask who... easier to ask. Which of my friends and family wasn't on Lorraine when I was in the castle?
Ben.
Apart from Ben.
And that's it.
You, my mum, weren't my brother on as well?
Possibly.
I don't. Anyway, sorry.
Up until recently, I was living with my husband in Perth, Western Australia. But due to visas expiring, I had to return to the UK, leaving him back in Perth. It's been very hard to come back to England, especially during lockdown, but I have plenty of support and FaceTime is a wonder. My question for you both is, how do you keep the romance alive in a long-distance relationship? Are there any ways that you can think of to spice it up a bit? Thanks so much for entertaining the nation. Yours sincerely, Sarah.
Yeah, simple, Sarah. After hours FaceTime. Invest in a good... ring light and phone holder.
Why would you need a light for there?
You know what I mean? Those ring lights are only $12.99 on Amazon. Get one of them, right? Get it at the right angle. So, like, put it on. Then, when you can do all your positions and poses, take some sexy pics, maybe. And then you can do camera because... I'm not going to go... Because sometimes when you can leave it on the camera...
Do you want to show me? Do you want to role play this?
No, I'm not role playing phone cam sex. No way. Hang on. How did you and Mikey cope while she was away for a long time?
We just chatted. Generally, I mean, there's not even an unsavoury answer I'm holding back. We just chatted.
Did you not get any late night phone calls? Like, just Mikey breathing heavy down phone.
It's me. What are you up to?
This is disgusting.
What are you wearing? Ooh.
Do you want to see my hard hat?
I've got me boots on. Oh, carry on talking dirty to me, darling. I've got me boots on settee. Ooh, what do you think about that? Ooh. I've not washed a pot since I got here. What are you doing now?
Talk dirty to me. I haven't dusted the skirting boards. Oof, I finished. Sarah, I'm sorry, we haven't given you any advice there, but...
Yeah, we just did. Well, ring light, as in for your phone, not your...
All sorts of sizes available. From Bijou to Mersey Tunnel size.
Thank you. Remember, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us at Sex with My Boss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help at Sex with My Boss. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterheaded paper. The address is on the website, sexwithmyboss.com. William, and remind us again of that date when we're going to be streaming live.
It will be Sunday, the 25th of April. It's tattooed on my mind at 7 o'clock in the evening, London time.
You'll be able to find the link for it on our socials. But yeah, we're going to be on YouTube, streaming live, going live. Thank you, William.
Thank you, Jordan. Thank you, Ben. Thank you, listeners.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.